This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
We have Brendan Welsh in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Brendan. Good
morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good, thank you. How have you been today?
Yeah, good. Just starting, waking up.
Of course, like us all, yep.
Yeah.
But you're here to serenade us and the listeners and hopefully wake everyone up with your lovely music.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's pretty downbeat, so it might put people back to sleep, but
we'll see.
Hopefully not while they're driving.
No, that's right.
Brendan, we were curious about your music. What mm-hmm. what upcoming? Did you have a question?
Oh, do okay.
Oh, no, you.
Well, I was just going to ask. Mm. You've got a very successful and interesting resume and CV of a lot of things that you've worked with your music, especially in Australian TV.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you know the industry, it's not a lot of work, but it seems that you've had quite a lot of success, especially with Love My Way and The Slap. Mm. So in regards to songwriting just for yourself versus writing in the creative process for TV, what's mm-hmm. different about that?
Well, it's kind of the same for me. It's just I write my own kind of songs, and sometimes they sort of fit with a project that's going on, or you know, that you kind of rework something to be for TV. Or, but I've been doing it a long time, and so I've done a few things like that. Did a few songs for The Slap, and mm. one of my first singles was on Love My Way. But yeah, it's kind of hard to get that kind of work.
Yeah,
going, but it's kind of where you want to be, because it's, you know, there's some money in it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
as opposed to, you know, writing your own music and just yeah. But I've been doing it for about a decade now, I reckon.
Yeah, so wow. A decade, because my next thing I was going to ask is through school, like, did you learn any musical instruments? How did you kind of get into it?
I didn't really start until I was about 17 or something like that.
Yeah.
I just started learning songs and then found that I could sort of do it. And then that's when I put out my first sort of EP, and then another one, and then now I'm putting out my second album.
Mm.
Yeah.
Speaking of the songs that you were saying you were playing, like, when you were younger, what were your kind of influences and the people who came into that picture?
I think the first thing, I was obsessed with Radiohead when I was a teenager. Mm. Yeah.
Great band.
So I had the whole book of OK Computer, and that's where I learnt to play guitar, I think. And then I kind of switched into, I got pretty obsessed with, like, American folk music, big Bob Dylan obsession.
Yeah.
And then a lot of blues and all sorts of stuff. Mm. Yeah. But that was my main things, probably English kind of alternative music.
Yeah.
And then American folk music, yeah.
Cool.
Mm.
Got to ask this question off the top of my head. Was there a kind of track that you took from OK Computer that was kind of, like, your favourite?
Yeah, probably Exit Music.
Oh, yeah. Cool track.
I think that's one of the first things I tried to fully learn on guitar, yeah.
Mm.
Mm. I don't quite have that sort of voice, but
it's not an easy voice to take
very
on.
High, yeah.
Most definitely.
And so today you're going to play a couple of tracks for us. So
sure.
Do you want to talk about the first one you'll be playing for us?
Yeah, so this is from the new album,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm launching soon. And it's the second track, and it's called Something Like Love. It's about it's kind of about those sort of short-term relationships that aren't quite, you know, real, and then finding something real. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Right. Take us away. You're listening to Brendan Welsh on Sin 90.7.
Once on a desperate weekend in winter, I threw all my cowardice to the wind. Into the black walled darkness, I'd come to be taken in. Never felt so true. That I never knew a thing until you took me to their arms and made me feel. And we spent our time on something like love. Ooh. Spent our time on something like love. Ooh. Then I got stuck, didn't know how to get back. Until you caught me smoking circles, shivering and shaking my head. And out into the morning we started stumbling. And now here we are, and it gets steadier and steadier and steadier. Never felt so true. I never knew a thing until you took me from their arms. Made me feel like a king. And so I'm done with something like love. Ooh. Now I'm done with something like love. Difference between the poem and the bed, but something like love won't take you further than a burning in your head. And you know there's much more than that to it. Yeah, there's much more than that to it.
Wow.
Woo!
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I've never had a private concert where I've been serenaded before.
Well, it's also the listeners too.
Yeah. Of course. Wow. Now, we want to talk to you a little bit more about the details of your upcoming show and your album launch. Mm-hmm. So you have a show at the Toff in Town on, I believe it's the 5th of August.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit more as well about the album, because I've seen here that you've done quite a few collaborations with some important names in music, like the Rolling Blackouts, CF, and Cash Savage's Last Drinks.
Yeah.
And a lot of big names on that record.
Well, it's kind of a coincidence. They're just people I know, kind of. But yeah, the lead guitarist is the guitarist for Cash Savage.
Okay.
And he's one of the main guys in Rolling Blackouts, yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, I've known all those guys for ages. And, so a couple of them are on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And it was produced by Nick Huggins, who's a great sort of very sort of lo-fi indie producer.
Mm-hmm.
Some great backing vocals on there from the Brown Sisters, one of them, yeah, Banoffee is one of the singers on there.
And
just kind of made it over a couple of weeks, and it took me a long time to write the songs. It's been about, I think about 8 years since my last record.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, big hiatus.
Gives you quite some time to reflect and think
on your
music, I suppose.
I think I sort of put it away for a while after the first album. Mm.
Yeah.
But I'm back. And so the show, we've got Gemma Rollins is opening the show, and then Freya Hollick as well. It'll be a great set. It's going to be awesome night. Tickets are still available, I think, but yeah.
Fantastic. Also, you said that you kind of put the guitar down for those 8 years in between that album. Did you feel like your sound was able to evolve and change a lot through that time, or do you kind of still think you came back to the roots of what you were before?
I mean, I sort of never stopped playing for myself. I just never got back into playing gigs or thinking about recording so much. And the time just went, so fast.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, I reckon the sound probably changed, but it kind of just relaxed back into what I'm good at, I think. Yeah. Mm. You can try and sort of reinvent yourself, but I think you always come back to the natural thing.
Of course.
Mm.
Could you tell us the name of do you have a name for that album as well?
The new one is just self-titled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Just my name.
And with the first album versus the second, did you find that you tried new, experimental with this album, trying new approaches creatively?
This one, I was sort of more in charge of this one.
Yeah.
So it was more of a organic kind of process. We all sort of went in a room together and almost started recording straight away.
Mm.
So learning the songs and figuring out sort of how far to take the songs and make it feel kind of spontaneous.
Mm.
Mm.
And authentic, yeah.
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 Yeah, I'll keep it simple.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And just one last question. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've got a lot of plans coming up in the next few weeks. What are the future plans for you and your music?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to keep going at it. I've been writing a fair bit and trying to write other kinds of songs as well. Maybe try and get that Sia career, but which is all the songwriters talk about. They just want to be that. But I think, just be more prolific, just keep writing and keep playing occasionally. I'll try and put something out quicker than 8 years next time.
Yeah. I reckon maybe...
No stress, yeah. Might try and put out something every year or so, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to the new release and the release coming after that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to take us out with a second song.
Sure.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about that song?
So this one's kind of a classic sort of folk story song. I'm not sure where it came from in my head, but it's the story of a girl who's done something or is on the run from something, which is a common theme in my music for some reason. And on the record, it's my little sister who sings the female part, but I'm just going to sing the whole thing. She was walking on her own, her hands in her pockets, her head down. She had that look about her eyes, darting around her, scared. 'Cause she knew everyone on the street. And she never did stop to talk. She couldn't stand it anymore, not knowing.
So she let it run through her head, that new song of lies. They'll never know my crime if I disappear in time. 5 days gone, I bet they've given up their hunt. If I could make it five more days, I could make it down to the mainland and I'll find Howard and he'll know what to do, yeah. He'll know what to do and he won't ask me any questions and he won't try and get it out of me, get the truth out of my head, oh. Out of my eyes, well, a dreamer. She can try. Walking on and on, her heart in her stomach, when a voice from the dark came through. There's no need for all this guilt, you're just wearing all those wisdomless designs they laid out for you. And don't listen to all that noise inside. You're not some kind of monster with a damaged mind. You're just a kid. Five days gone, I bet they've given up their hunt. If I can make it five more days, I could make it down to the mainland and I'll find Howard. He'll know what to do, yeah. He'll know what to do and he won't ask me any questions and he won't try and get it out of me, get the truth out of my head, ooh, out of my eyes. Well, she can try. Ooh. Ooh.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Catch Brendan Welsh down at the Top in Town on August 5th for the album release of his self-titled album. Thank you so much for coming in and performing.
My pleasure, guys.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.